every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeffrey, all you jock sniffers out there is talking about Lane Kiffin. Are you out of your friggin' mind? You would have done the same thing. When you look at Ole Miss versus LSU, hey, he took Ole Miss to the promised land. He won 11 games for Ole Miss, and you ungrateful, grateful fans at Ole Miss, shame on you for attacking his family and everybody else for him taking a job. There's nobody in the world that wouldn't take a job at a LSU for $3 million a year and a chance to win national championships. He built you a program at Ole Miss. So enjoy that. You know something? That really ticked me off with all these jock sniffers. You know, siding, oh, he shouldn't have left Ole Miss. Yeah, he should have. Jeff, the bottom line is, if they'd offer you $3 million to leave somewhere, you'd be gone too.
Well, hold on a second, Eddie, because I'm going to sniff some jock right now, because I've said this before. I think the better move for him was to stay at Ole Miss and continue to build a legacy there. I think that when you go to... He didn't.
Yeah, he won 11 games. They never won 11 games in 138 years.
Well, that's not enough, though, for you to build a legacy. They're not going to talk about he's the guy that won 11 games at Ole Miss. They're also not going to talk about the guy that won a national championship at LSU. Someone else is eventually going to come along and win a title at Ole Miss, and they're going to go down in history. Where Lane Kiffin will just be another guy in a long line of coaches that have won championships at LSU. I'm not faulting him.
You're out of your mind. Lane Kiffin is going to go and make LSU the go-to school in the SEC. Mark my word.
They already did that.
With Nick Saban. That's what I'm saying. Alabama.
I know, yes. So the reality of it is, I understand your point that they shouldn't be threatening his wife and kids. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Stay cozy, stay home, and still save big online during Lowe's December Deal Drops. Right now, get two free select tools from DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt when you buy a select battery or combo kit. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December Deal Drops on Lowe's.com every week. Lowe's, we help, you save. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska or Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G 5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G 5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rights reserved. Blue
sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Mouthing off all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, before we were rudely interrupted by making money, I just wanted to say about Lane Kiffin. The boy went to LSU, and he's going to do one hell of a job. And, you know, we'll be doing this show 14 years from now, and I guarantee you we'll be talking about Lane Kiffin's other Nick Saban at LSU. And I guarantee you Saban's the one that told him to go there.
Let's continue this argument, because we really did not have time in that first segment, and we were rudely interrupted by the money guys. So...
yeah, and you kiss those jock sniffers' ass. And I can't believe that of all people in the whole wide world. The other guy kisses jock sniffers' ass. Oh, my God.
Well, I'll say this. First of all, you're not attacking actual jock sniffers. You're attacking moron college students that are threatening the guy for leaving Ole Miss.
I was attacking jock sniffers that stirred the pot, like a Stephen A. And all these other guys that said, oh, well, he should stay. He should not. No, Stephen A. finally said, no, he should have been able to leave.
Yes, he should be able to leave. I 100% support his ability to leave. I just think that if it were me personally, I get it with the money. Although, you know, if you bring a national championship to Ole Miss, they're going to roll out the Brinks truck for you.
Already rolled the Brinks trucks out. But I'm telling you, when you weigh Ole Miss, recruiting-wise, everything, a national championship-wise, to LSU, there's no comparison. And you know something?
But, Eddie, why is that?
You know what LSU told him? He said, LSU said, there's no money problems here. Whatever you need to buy players, you got.
Why is that, though? Because of the fact that someone before him came in and built a championship legacy at LSU. So he's following in the footsteps.
Not the last 4 years.
Four years is nothing.
4 years. Well, if you were a senior on this last team, you wouldn't be saying that, would you?
Well, if I were a senior on this last team, I would probably be saying to myself, they shouldn't have recruited me here. At the end of the day, college football, the ability to coach is what puts you above and beyond. But what gets you a winning record in college football is recruiting. And 9 times out of 10, if a program isn't good, it's not because the coach can't draw up the X's and O's. It's because the guys he puts out there on the field aren't as good as what the other guys have. I mean, you're going, when you're in college, you're facing so many other programs that there are only so many rich. There are quite a few, you know, poor.
Well, there's no richer. Hey, there is no richer school than LSU, period.
Yes, there are. There are many richer schools than
LSU.
No, there's
not. Hey, let me tell you something. They've named 4 of them, and LSU put the most money up against all 4.
Georgia wasn't looking for a coach. Alabama wasn't looking for a coach.
Alabama needs to be looking for a coach.
Well, they're not, but had they been looking for a coach, they would have been richer than LSU, and Alabama would have gotten Lane Kiffin. So they're not the there are richer programs. You're actually sniffing a lot of jock right now for LSU. What's up with you and LSU? You've been spending time in New Orleans.
No,
you are sniffing the jock Tigers.
No, the Continental Lover is never a jock sniffer. And I can tell you one thing: that LSU's got a lot of money.
Yeah,
and it's just from the governor on down. They got state money. They got government money. They got any money they need to get a ball player in there. And Lane Kiffin just signed the number one recruit out of Louisiana, 5-star. So, I mean, when you look at what he can recruit down there, oh, man. You know what's really sad is the new coach at Florida, he was able to finish up at Tulane in the championship game. Why didn't they let Lane Kiffin finish in the championship game with Ole Miss? He's the one who coached it, and he's the one who coached him up. And you know, I think Ole Miss pulled the trigger a little bit too quick on that head coach they hired.
Let's talk about both of those things. But before we get to that, let's talk about our friends over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go over to odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. John Summerall from Tulane takes over the Florida job. That sounds to me like one of these stories where he's going to win national championships at Florida. They plucked him out of a small school that was successful under him. And I feel like Florida made
a great coaching
decision. Yeah. Ole Miss.
I do too. Finally.
Ole Miss hired from within. They promoted Pete Golding from defensive coordinator. And I think this is a wise move for them because this could potentially keep them from losing guys into the transfer portal because they didn't go out and bring in a new guy. Golding's already there. He's part of that team.
He's a great recruiter too. So
yeah,
but I just think they pulled the trigger. They could have got somebody. They could have kept him and got another higher profile head coach. That's all I'm saying.
Well, the reality of it is that's probably their plan, is that Pete Golding named because they need a coach for the rest of the season that has not ended for Ole Miss. And they're keeping a guy who, if he performs well in the championship series, then they hang on to him for a year or two and see what they've got. Because the reality of it is that if you're the defensive coordinator at Ole Miss, you're going to eventually take a job somewhere else. So why not just take the job, Ole Miss, see what you got, and potentially have a good coach that, you know, just hadn't gotten his opportunity yet. So I think Ole Miss could potentially be, and by the way, this is the problem with college football. It doesn't matter how big your name is. When you bring in a college football coach, Brian Kelly was a huge name coming into LSU. They didn't promote someone from within.
Boy, I never liked that dude. I mean, when he took the Notre Dame job, I said he's going to suck, and he did suck.
He didn't suck. He took him to a national championship game.
Yeah, but they ran him out of Notre Dame, man. They ran him out of South Bend.
He ran out of South Bend to LSU because he realized that at Notre Dame, you cannot possibly recruit a team that can beat an SEC team in a national championship game, you're the best thing that you can do at Notre Dame.
Okay, Mr. Kelly, ass kisser. I'm going to tell you what. What did he do in 4 years at LSU? That guy sucked. They ran him slap dab out. He killed a Heisman candidate at quarterback that stayed, hoping that he could get the Heisman, and he just killed his whole year.
What Brian Kelly did at LSU was go 10-4, 10-3, and 9-4, and then the wheels came off this season. So you want to talk about moving on too quickly. I think that LSU may have moved on too quickly.
And plus, well, no. You're out of your mind. This guy, he robbed the bank. He got $54 million for being a crappy coach. Give me a break, man. I don't feel sorry for this dude. If he's such a great coach, how come he's not on the hot stove list for the Penn State job?
Well, I'll tell you what. He's going to probably get another job somewhere else, and there's a really good chance. I'm not making a joke
South
here.
Dakota State.
There's a really good chance that if he gets a Power 5 job, that he could potentially outperform Lane Kiffin at LSU, because if you go 10-4 and you lose to two SEC teams that are ranked at LSU, that means you're not good enough to coach there and you're going to be fired, which is exactly what they did to Brian Kelly. Now they've got Lane Kiffin. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win national championships within his first 4 years, if we're not talking about John Summerall up for the LSU job, because clearly they are.
Well, let me tell you, John Summerall is a sleeper in this whole deal. And the other sleeper is the guy that Kentucky hired that was the offensive coordinator for Oregon Ducks. I love the head coach for Oregon. He needs to be in the SEC. That's the way he thinks.
Well, he wouldn't go to Kentucky. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Mouth and Off, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yes, did I not tell you that my Texas Longhorns are going to beat Texas A&M, and they did.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. Let me make a prediction. Alabama, strap your ass in, because the SEC championship's going to them Georgia dogs. I love them Georgia Bulldogs, and I guarantee you, come this afternoon, later today, they're going to be kicking some ass and taking some names.
Well, so far this season, Alabama is 1-0 against Georgia. And
the only reason, because Kirby Smart outsmarted himself and didn't kick the field goal, and he pitched the ball to number 32 that ain't carried the damn ball all damn year. And, you know, come on. You know, just kick the damn field goal. When you're at home, kick the field goal, and then you can win it in OT.
All right, so he's got an excuse for losing to Alabama, it turns out. And
no, excuses weakens one's character, and they don't do that at the great University of Georgia.
Well, you just excused him.
Well, no, he excused himself by not kicking that field goal. I didn't make the damn call, Jeff. You know, he made the damn call, not me.
All right, well, Georgia-Alabama, this is going to be a fantastic game. I think there's a good chance that Alabama actually upsets Georgia.
But out of your freaking mind.
Let me explain to you why I think this, Eddie. Because
yeah, please do.
Georgia is walking in to the playoff. There is a no doubt that
walking
Georgia
in my ass. Hey, excuse me. Look at Georgia's record. What is Georgia's record? 11-1?
Yeah. So they're walking into the playoff. They're
what is Alabama doing? They're sneaking in the back door.
That's if they win the SEC championship, they go to the playoff. That's why I think Alabama may be a lot more motivated to win this game than Georgia. And sometimes that's all it takes is heavy motivation. Speaking of heavy motivation, Ohio State, Indiana, the Big Ten championship, by far the best game of all season, in my opinion. For
you know who's
college
win
football.
That game?
I hope it's Indiana, Eddie.
Indiana. Oh, Cincinnati's not going to lose this one. He got embarrassed last year, and I guarantee you, he's got a great quarterback right now. I tell you who needs to win the Heisman is Diego Pavo out of Nashville. That's the guy who did more for a program than anybody ever. He put Vanderbilt on the map of football. He really did.
Did we just bump from talking about the best game on the college football slate to talking about quarterback winning the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, but I'm gonna come back to because they're pushing Indiana's quarterback, who's a great quarterback.
Yeah,
for the Heisman.
Yeah,
but Indiana's going to beat Ohio State.
All right. Now I understand why you made such a weird non sequitur. But Indiana, Ohio State. Obviously, I am not a fan of Ohio State. I want them to lose. It was pass interference.
You kiss those Buckeye nuts every week.
No, I don't. I Ohio State is a team that I want to see lose every week. I apologize to all you Buckeye fans, but you got to understand that when you're on the top of the mountain.
You better not go to Buffalo Wild Wings then. No. You know, they won't let you in the door.
Well, whatever. Oh, yeah. I want to go hang out with a bunch of Ohio State fans for the Big Ten championship. I would actually love to.
Beer.
I would love to sit there.
I'm a beer.
I would never be rocking any Indiana gear because I don't own any, but I would love to sit there and just loudly cheer for for Indiana versus Ohio State. And if Ohio State wins, no skin off my back. They can make fun of me all they want. I came in just to troll you. But I would love to see Indiana win this game. But Eddie, if I were putting my money down to bet on this game, I'd bet Ohio State all the way. I don't believe that they are a team that will be beaten this year. I think they're going to win the national championship.
Isn't the playoff being played in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah.
In the Dome.
It doesn't matter where Ohio State plays.
Well, you say that now, but I guarantee you that I believe that Indiana is going to show up. And Cincinnati, I would never bet against that guy. He's just one of those people that can win.
Yeah.
He's got that Saban blood. And he coaches like Saban, and he teaches those guys to win the big one.
Yeah, I love Indiana. I love Cignetti. I love everything about this. I just don't have the faith in them to be able to beat a team. Ryan Day has Ohio. Ryan Day is probably the best Ohio State coach of all time, and that says a lot. Because there have been some really, really good ones in that history. But that guy
really good though.
I'm gonna say some nice things here. This is the cool thing about Ryan Day's run at Ohio State also, is that most of his predecessors there had to win journalists to be able to win a national championship. All they had to do was have the jock sniffers, as you like to call them, give them national championships. They never played for it. They never had to go up against the SEC, the ACC. They never had to do any of that to actually win their championships. And Ryan Day, through the playoff and the expansion of the playoff, just continues to prove that he has built a juggernaut at Ohio State and in Columbus. So,
well, Columbus is really a heartbeat of football for that region. But you know what? I'm really ticked off about, you just mentioned the ACC.
Yes.
They got damn Duke at 5-7 going against Virginia.
Yeah.
At 10-2 in Miami, for God's sake, is 10-2 and they can't even play for the conference championship. What the hell's going on there?
Duke might be the sixth best team in the ACC. You know what? It's funny because I always kind of harp on the fact that all of the journalists and pundits treat the ACC like they're a joke. But this kind of, they are. It's a joke, and it's not funny. Duke 5-7.
Funny. Yeah, you're going to let Miami at 10-2 can't even play for the championship of the ACC. You know what I would do if I'm Miami? I'd pull my ass out right out of the ACC and say, hey, see you later. I'm going back to being independent, or I'm going to SEC. How about that?
Miami should be in the SEC. Really, Miami and Clemson should be in the SEC. It's ridiculous that, you know, the SEC is bringing in teams that aren't on the Southeast. And there are two teams that are Southeast that absolutely belong in that conference. It would do great for the conference. It would do great for college football. I know that the guys up in Gainesville shudder to hear Miami and the SEC, but sorry, boys, you can't take them off your schedule.
Because they can't beat them.
Yeah.
They just can't beat them. That's the problem, you know.
Well,
I can tell you one thing. I love Miami to be in the SEC. I just think that'd be cool.
Yeah, well, the ACC is a joke. This is just the icing on the cake. Duke making it to the SEC over SMU, over Virginia Tech. There are such better schools playing football in the ACC than Duke. I don't even know how this happened. I've done no research on why or how. I'm assuming
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
You know something? If you're Jeff, you shouldn't have to do research.
No.
The damn 5-7 record tells you that, hey, Miami's 10-2 in the ACC. How come they're not playing Virginia 10-2?
My assumption is that that Duke has a better record against the ACC than Miami does, because Miami's two losses did come in the ACC. Did Duke go 5-0 in the ACC and lose all of their games somewhere else? I don't know, but this is ridiculous. Whatever your system
really
is, it's broken.
It doesn't even matter.
No, fix your system.
It stinks.
Yeah, fix your system. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, just because you put the Duke mayonnaise boys in the damn, I'm going to be quiet now.
BYU Texas Tech for the Big 12 championship. BYU needs to win that if they want to be in the playoff. So good luck to them. I don't think they're going to win it. I know.
I'm so sorry. Yeah.
So that's going to be a fun game as well. But really, I mean,
us Texas boys are going to kick their ass. How about that?
Georgia, Alabama is such a great matchup. But that Indiana, Ohio State, man, I'm here for it. That is going to be so much fun to watch. Eddie, we're going to jump over to the NFL, but we've only got a couple of minutes to do so. So we'll keep talking NFL in the next segment. But the Patriots, what a turnaround for this squad in New England. They beat the Giants 33-15. They made them look stupid. They win their 10th straight game. And Drake May, everybody's talking about him for MVP. Really, at the end of the day, if he wins the MVP, that is all on the shoulders of Mike Vrabel. Because I know Drake May's had a few seasons to kind of marinate there, but Vrabel has obviously done something to supercharge his quarterback's ability, and it has to be system driven that Drake May has made this much of a jump in this short of time in New England. But it's fun to watch.
I just got to tell you that, but was he fun? I mean, when I always told you, remember how good Drake May was and what he was going to be? He is the New England Patriots just get lucky. He is a modern day Tom Brady.
That's absolutely insane.
And no, you watch and see what he does in his
career. It's insane. So,
hey, it's the same system, same quarterback, same everything, and he can deliver. The only problem is he's just not as good looking as Tom Brady.
He's not as good looking. He's not as good. There's so many things that are wrong with the statement you just made.
No,
Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time. Drake may work himself into top 25. I'll give him that.
Yeah, you saying that right now, but let's give the boy a chance, will you?
He's also
a really good coordinator. McDaniels. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I agree. The coaching
same deal. Yeah, same deal. Hey, you're gonna be bending over and kissing your own ass when this guy is winning Super Bowls. They're going to the Super Bowl this year.
I honestly won't be surprised at all if Drake May wins Super Bowls, but he'll never be Tom Brady. Hey, we're out of time. We got to run. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Kohl's Customer Appreciation Event is here, right in time for the gift exchange. Even though everyone pretends gifting isn't a competition, it kinda is. At Kohl's, save on gifts everyone will fight over. From sweaters and flannels to air fryers, toaster ovens, and more. Because deep down, the gift exchange isn't just about giving. It's also about winning. Shop Kohl's and save on top gifts now. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offers end December 14th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Whether you're gifting, decorating, or treating yourself, Lowe's December Deal Drops are here to help you save more all month long. Get up to 50% off select holiday decor. Plus, get up to 40% off select tools and accessories. Shop new December deal drops every week this month and get so much more out of your holidays. Lowe's, we help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, we were just talking about my buddy, the head coach of the New England Patriots, Grable. Let me tell you something. The Tennessee Titans, I just got to tell you this. Tennessee Titans fired the guy. And it's so funny that the Tennessee Titans are the worst franchise. They're so non-exciting piece of crap in the great city of Nashville, Tennessee. It's unbelievable. And while they're building them a new stadium, I have no idea. They don't deserve it.
Well, I feel like the ownership in Nashville is a problem. Clearly, it's not the coaching. It's not the scouting. It's at this point, you have to blame the ownership of that franchise.
Well, it's a front office. The front office is
hired by the ownership. If you hold on to GMs that move on from absolute studs in their prime, and then you draft a guy high in the draft to take over at quarterback, and then the next year
you're drafting high.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Levitz, they killed his career.
Well, I don't think they did. I think he'll end up somewhere else, and we'll have a Sam Darnold situation on our hands.
Well, Minnesota needs to be calling that guy, because that J.J. McCarthy sucks.
Well, I think J.J. McCarthy is injured, and I think he's going to end up being injury prone. And I think that Minnesota...
his feelings are really hurt.
Yeah, maybe.
You get rid of a quarterback that won you 15 games and you lost two.
Yeah.
And you let him go to Seattle. Well, Seattle says, hey, bring it on down. I love you, boy.
Well,
I mean, you know...
They had a guy in waiting, you know, got injured early last year. They brought in a guy who... unfortunately for them, may have been the future of their franchise in free agency, but they had to move on from him because the old adage, you can't lose your job to injury. That team was JJ's to inherit, and they may have made a big mistake by moving on from Sam Darnold. I mean, it's clear for this season, at least, they definitely did. But you're right. If Will Levis is available, they should be knocking his door down right now.
Oh, because let me tell you something. If he played in that Minnesota system, he would kill it.
Yeah. I say it's funny because I believe that system makes a lot of guys look really good. And
yeah, it does.
It's J.J. McCarthy just doesn't seem to be the guy. Hopefully he gets healthy and changes our minds because I really do like him. But the fact of the matter is he's not.
You know who I'm excited about?
Who?
Is that former Georgia Bulldog, George Pickens.
Yeah,
the wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. You talking about making big time catches? Pickens makes big time catches.
Oh yeah, he's a stud. And really, he's the reason why the Dallas Cowboys are making me look like an idiot again. Last year, I shat upon the Philadelphia Eagles all season long. I was a hater and I thought their window had closed. And I said that they weren't going to be able to win in the playoffs. And it was as though I was pouring fuel on the fire that was the Philadelphia Eagles, because they made me look stupid every week all the way until February when they won the Super Bowl. And now the Dallas Cowboys seem to be following that brutal time for me up by doing the exact same thing. I thought that the Cowboys with Prescott it was no, there was no way that they were going. And I still stand by the fact that Dak Prescott's had some good years where Jerry had huge smiles on his face throughout the regular season. And then they get into the playoffs and Jerry is throwing papers around and walking out angrily from the press box.
Yeah, but you know something, Jeff, they haven't had a defense like they got now.
Yes, they have.
Well, okay. Micah Parsons is not the answer.
No, they've
Hey, look, let me tell you something. The best thing they ever did was get rid of his ass. He's overpaid and underproduces. So the bottom line is you look at who they brought in from the Jets, Williams. That guy can play. And the boy from the Bengals, Watson. Look at what he can do. All of a sudden, that defense is tightened up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not so easy to do what you used to do to the Dallas Cowboys.
No, they look really good. I admit it. They're making me look stupid, but I've pushed my sword into the sand and said, I'm going to die on this thing because the Dallas Cowboys are going to lose in the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs, the AFC playoff picture is getting less blurry as we move through the seasons. Quite a few games left, but the Patriots and the Broncos look like no-brainers, 11-2 and 10-2. The Jaguars have turned things around. They're 8-4.
That's a miracle, man. That's that, you know, and that quarterback for the you know who, the Jaguars, just overpaid and, ooh, man.
Trevor Lawrence, well, I mean, really, you got to put a good team around a quarterback because the best quarterback in the world can't win by himself. And the Jaguars have, you know, they're moving in the right direction with Trevor Lawrence. They're 8-4, so they're not a shoe-in to make the playoffs, but it looks pretty good for them. The Ravens are on the bubble right now, 6-6.
See, I don't believe they're going to make it because you know, when you look at their QB, he can't make a throw across the middle. He's just off.
Here's the problem with a guy like Lamar is that if he is not 100% healthy, he relies so much on his physical ability to run the ball and scramble that I don't think he's the guy that you can rely on to be in the pocket passing. He's a great pocket passer. But that is not his entire game. That is not what made him stand out.
No, that is not what wins games for the Ravens, him staying in the pocket.
No.
Him moving and grooving and being free, that's what wins the games for the Ravens.
I think the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to potentially spoil the Ravens' chances of making the playoffs. The Bengals are pretty much eliminated at this point, even though they've got their star quarterback back.
You know, they're only two down, and if they win the rest of them, I'm telling you, they could win the damn whole deal. You know, because so Broadway Joe just showed back up, man, and look what happened.
Well, it is exciting to have, you know, a good quarterback back in Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a team that you can't help but love. They've got cool helmets. They're not really, they've never been a huge threat. They've never had a dynasty. So you root for guys like that. But the Chargers, the Colts, the Bills all look pretty steady going in. It's the Ravens that are on this list that I think are in most peril. And I think the Texans or the Steelers, better teams right now, and we'll probably bypass them, one of those two teams. And I think it'll be the Texans. I hate to say it because I really would like Aaron Rodgers to go out on a big high.
You remember when I predicted the Chicago Bears would be in the playoffs this year?
You did.
I
do.
It's just coming to fruition.
The
Bears are 9-3 and playing. Oh, my goodness gracious.
They are very good. And we may have been wrong about Caleb Williams, but I'd like to see it proven, and it has not yet been proven. Speaking of proven teams, though, the Rams look like they're definitely making the playoffs,
well,
and they're going to make some noise.
They just got their ass beat by the Panthers, please.
The Panthers are a good team, though. That's the thing about the Panthers.
No, okay.
They are. They've proven it all season long.
All right. No. But it's just okay.
Yeah, they're a team. Any given Sunday, they're a team that's good enough to beat the Rams.
God was very tired when he made the Panthers.
The Eagles, we can't count them out. They're 8-4, but they're the defending champions.
Like an eagle when you play like a buzzard, you know.
Yeah, Seattle looks awesome with the aforementioned Sam Darnold. The Packers with the aforementioned Micah Parsons. Jordan Love, a great quarterback there. They're 8-3-1. I hate the one. We ties are for foreigners.
Well, that tie came with the Cowboys. Yeah. I can't believe that the NFL, we've already talked about this, about having a tie.
Yeah.
Go to the college deal just like colleges do. Yep. It's more exciting than just saying, oh, look, put 15 minutes on the clock.
Yeah.
And we'll play another quarter. Well, hell with that. Make it exciting and like college football.
No ties. Yeah. That's all I ask for. Please. No freaking ties.
Niners are 9-4.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the playoffs, they're going to be playing the Rams. So somebody's going to get eliminated. One of those really two great teams out of the West Coast are going to get eliminated, which is sad.
Yeah, people are starting to turn on Brock Purdy, and Jim Harbaugh is now in.
Yeah, but why?
Los Angeles.
Why? I mean, I don't know. He's playing good.
I don't know why, but they are. So I just wanted to say that that locker room is not in great shape right now with their second star receiver now unhappy and wanting out. So they face adversity in San Francisco, and this may be the Chargers year to pounce. Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie. Liv Morgan finally back.
The greatest superstar girl in professional wrestling. She's back. And she wreaked havoc on the last Monday Night Raw. She showed why she's back. And, you know, they came. She went in and destroyed Charlotte Flair, Alexis Bliss, all of them, Kabuki Wars, all of them. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they have to be excited to have her back.
Oh, well, she's money in the bank, as they say. She's the good one. You know, they're setting up Cody Rhodes to go against Roman Reigns in WrestleMania.
I'm here for it.
That's what's going to happen, and I guarantee you when that happens, Roman Reigns will win the belt.
Okay. I mean, they've got to, you can't just keep the belt on Cody Rhodes forever, so putting it on Roman Reigns and having somebody to,
well, he hasn't been on forever. He dropped it to John Cena, now he's going to drop it to Roman Reigns. I mean, come on, what is he, a drop the belt friggin' champion or what?
That may be. I mean, Cody Rhodes doesn't seem to have the same kind of charisma that his dad had, and he doesn't make an exciting champion. So they're looking for anyone else to come in.
Well, you said that and I didn't. So let me tell you, you know what's really cool?
What?
Is that Bron Breakker, that's the Steiner's son, right?
Yep.
He cut a shoot interview on CM Punk the other night on Monday Night Raw about him telling him, That hey, when he gets good enough to cut it with the big boys, go cut an interview with the big boys. Well, he cut an interview with the big boys. And you know what's really funny about CM Punk? He's Paul Heyman's boy, but so is this boy.
Well, that's going to be a problem.
What? No, it's a problem for CM Punk because he's going to go with a younger guy. He makes more money. So Bron Breakker is going to win the championship from CM Punk. Mark my word.
All right. The World Tag Team Champions, AJ Styles and Dragon Lee, defeated the New Day.
What a great tag team that is.
Yep.
AJ Styles is one of the greatest workers in the business. And, you know, I love him to death. And Dragon Lee can smoke it. So when you put those two guys together, it's just dynamite. And it is. And that's what happens. Abdul Carter of the New York Giants, first round draft pick. He can't even show up, getting millions of dollars, and disrespects his team members. Can't even show up on time for a team meeting. You know something? There's no excuse for that. Jeff Saturday, Peyton Manning, all these other guys that were great in the business, they never missed a meeting. They were always early. You know something? I don't buy this crap from Abdul Carter. If I was a Giants, I'd chip his ass out so quick it'd make his head swim.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing.
Oh. All over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeffrey, we tried to solve a lot of problems for the Mouthing Off Nation, all 6 million of them, and we're growing. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening each and every week, because we are the best damn show there ever was.
Yes, and you can go check us out at mouthingoffentertainment.com. Mouthingoffentertainment.com has everything you need to know about the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield, and the other guy.
Yeah, you know, the other guy, let me tell you something. Indiana's going to beat Ohio State.
I hope so. I mean, I really, really,
and
really...
And the Georgia Bulldogs are going to kick some Bama ass.
I will be very satisfied with that outcome as well. Not as satisfied as if Indiana can step up and beat the Buckeyes and hand them their first loss in, what, like 5 years? Feels like 10 at this point. The Ohio State Buckeyes are such a dynasty right now. If you're not a Buckeye fan, you're definitely rooting for them to take a loss to anybody every week. And that's where I find myself right now.
Hey, look, you know, you got to give respect to
I do.
Cincinnati and what Indiana. Indiana was a basketball school. They never had a football team that was any good except when Lee Corso was there, and that was a long time ago. My hats are off to the guy.
Me too, man. I'm not taking anything away from Cincinnati. I mean, they're programs out there that are fantastic.
I'm not ever going to kiss any Buckeye nuts like you do. I will never, ever do that, my friend.
It's hard to argue that Ryan Day has put together a fantastic program up there. And until someone can humble them There is no reason to show any humility out of Columbus.
Hey, humbling comes today.
Well, that'll be really Don't fun to watch. I will be pinned to that football game. I'm excited about the entire Saturday run of college football. I can't wait to watch it. I hope there is an upset in the Big Ten. I think there may be an upset in the SEC, but that all remains to be seen. But hey, Eddie,
are you out of your mind? The Bulldogs are not going to lose nothing.
We've already established that I lost my mind a long time ago, but we got to run. Tell them goodbye.
For the other guy, this is the Continental Lover, the one and the only. Go Georgia. See you next week.